Yes, I'd like to wish everyone a beautiful Shabbos. First of all, it should be this Divrei Torah should be a zechus that we should find all the Yidden who are missing in that building collapse in Florida. We should find them alive and wealthy. Alive and well and healthy. Alive, well, and healthy. And those who are sick from that, Hashem should send them a refuah shleima b'kavod. And please, I'm for Yehuda ben Shifra, Matisyahu Chaim ben Ito, Binyamin Ovadia ben Esther, Moshe Dov ben Feger Bracha, Rachel bas Ilana, Yehudit bat Wina, Rachel bas Ilana, Leah Pesha bas Dina, Rachel Leah bat Shifra, Rachel Leah bat Shifra, Shira bas Devoa Leah, Baruch Tzvi ben Esther, Sprinzer bat Esther, Pinchas Eliezer ben Esther, and Baruch Tzvi ben Esther. Leah bas Rachel, Avraham Meir ben Bela Feger, Leah bas Rachel, Avraham Yeshiyahu ben Aviva, Brina Bracha bas Wina, Daniela Bracha Zahava bas Fegalea, Daniela Bracha Zahava bas Fegalea, Nitanel Ilan ben Shena Tzipoa, Nitanel Ilan ben Shena Tzipoa, Avam Yeshiyahu ben Aviva, Mim Batsawa Rezel, Miriam Batsawa Rezel. If you can please down for all them, that Hashem should send them all over for Shlema Bikawaf. So this week's Parsha is Parsha's Balak. So Abiderman just points out that Balak and Bilam, the first two letters are Beis Lamed. And as Beis Lamed, if you add it to your Bilbul, that's confusion. You take the last letters of Bilam, that's Ayin Mem, and the last letter of Balak is Lamed Kuf, that's Amalek. Zuck Abiderman, because Amalek wants to cause confusion among the Jewish people. Amalek wants to cause confusion among the Yidden. The Nesiva Shalom points out, if you look in the first two, three Pesukim, it talks about how the Jewish people are united. If you look carefully, you'll see how the Jewish people are united, that everything's Lashon Yachin, you know, that the Jewish people, B'nai Yisrael, are united. Zak the Nesiva Shalom, what Hashem's telling us, the Torah is telling us, Hashem's telling us through His Holy Torah, that when the Jewish people are united, when B'nai Yisrael are united, nothing could stop us. Nothing could stop us. Then it says the Orchaim HaKadosh, which is going to be his Yotzei Tamo. Balak said, you know, to his messengers, look for Bilam ben Baor, who's in that place near the river. Zuck the Orchaim HaKadosh. Why is Balak getting so exact to his messengers where Bilam was? Because Balak wanted to make sure his messengers don't make a mistake. He wanted to make sure that they get to the right place. He wanted they get the right person in order to curse Klai Yisrael. When Moshe Feinstein Zatzal said, Hashem told Bilam, don't curse Klai Yisrael, and Bilam goes, Bilam anyway, walks away and wants to curse the Jewish people, wants to curse the Yidden. Zakwa Moshe Feinstein Zatzal, we know Hashem did not allow Bilam to curse the Jewish people. He did not allow them to curse B'nai Yisrael. So why didn't Hashem just stop Bilam from doing it? Zakwa Moshe Feinstein Zatzal, but Hashem is showing the power, how powerful the Yetzer Hara is. Even though you know it's wrong, even though Hashem told Bilam, don't curse, the Yetzer Hara is so powerful it convinces you to do it. And it applies to us today. That even though we know we should not go against Hashem and the Torah mitzvahs, but the Yetzer Hara makes it so powerful that we sometimes, some of us, not all, but some of us, nichshal in it, fall in it. And that's what Hashem's shown that how powerful the Yetzer Hara is, that Bilam went against the words of Hashem, even so Hashem told him personally not to do it. Then we know Bilam got up early on his donkey to curse B'nai Yisrael, but Hashem showed Bilam how Avram Avinu got up early to Shecht Yitzchak, you know, Akedah Yitzchak. So the Kutzker Rebbe said, what is Hashem showing Bilam with Avram Shechting Yitzchak? So what Hashem was telling Bilam was, Yitzchak, we know if Yitzchak would have gotten killed, there'd be no more Jewish people. There wouldn't be B'nai Yisrael. There wouldn't be a B'nai Yisrael. Because we know B'nai Yisrael comes from Avim, Yitzchak, and Yaakov. And of course, after, you know, the latest, but if Yitzchak would have been killed, there'd be no B'nai Yisrael. So Hashem was telling Bilam, I told Avram to shecht Yitzchak, and he wanted to shecht Yitzchak. But I told him, you cannot. So you, Bilam, you're doing something against my will. So you're not going to be successful. If Avram Avinu couldn't shecht Yitzchak, even though I would command him to do it, you think you're going to be able to do it in something I told you not to do? Well, Moshe Feinstein Zatzal had a little different shot. We know Moshe Rabbeinu told Bnei Yisrael, just like the Goyim, just like the nations of the world, they work hard for gold and silver. The amount of hours they put in to make the money, we should put that amount, we should put those hours in to learn and keep the Torah mitzvahs. So what Hashem was telling Bilam, Bilam, you think you got up early and you want to bring a prosecutor, you want to bring a prosecutor on Bnei Yisrael? Avraham Avinu got up early to shecht Yitzchak on what I commanded him to do, and still he wasn't permitted to do it. So Bilam, you're not going to be permitted to do it. It's probably similar to the Katzke Rebbe, but a little bit. But what Moshe Feinstein said, Bilam, you're not going to do it. You know, even so, you want to show, look, I'm getting up early to curse Bnei Yisrael. So Hashem saying, Avraham got up early to shrine his shecht Yitzchak on what I commanded him to do, and he wasn't permitted to do. So therefore, you're not going to be successful. Somewhat similar to Katzke Rebbe. Then it says, we know Bilam brought Kabbanis to Hashem. Zucker Moshe Feinstein Zatzal. Why did Bilam bring Kabbanis to Hashem? Because Bilam thought, if I bring Kabbanis to Hashem, I make Hashem happy, and therefore will agree I can curse Bnei Yisrael. Obviously, we know Hashem said no to Bilam. But Zucker Moshe Feinstein, that's a Muslim message for us. Don't think you can keep some mitzvahs and not keep the other. Don't think I can keep Shabbos, keep Kashrus, but I don't have to keep Lashon Hara. I can lie also. I don't have to keep the halachas of not speaking Shekel. Don't think, okay, I'll do some mitzvahs, but I don't have to do the other. And by me doing those mitzvahs like Shabbos and Kosher and going to Minyan, that will make Hashem happy. No. You have, every Jew has to keep the whole Torah and the whole mitzvahs. That's how we learn from Bilam. Bilam wanted to bring Kabbanis and therefore thought, okay, I make Hashem happy in this one, then I'll be able to curse Christ on the other. No. We have to keep all of Hashem's commandments. Well, Moshe Feinstein says also that. Then it says the Shlach HaKadosh, when the donkey saw the angel, the Malach, and after Bilam realized that it was the Malach, Bilam said, Chatati lo yadati. Zakta Shlach HaKadosh, what does that mean, Chatati lo yadati? What did Bilam do of wrong? What Bilam was saying, it was, I didn't obey her. I should have realized the donkey doesn't want to move for a reason. I should not have hit him. I should have looked into the reason. Why doesn't the donkey want to move? I shouldn't just not hit him. I should have just gone, why doesn't the donkey want to move? And that was his mistake. And that's Chatati Lo Yadati. However, Beul Salavechik Zatzal said a little different word. You see, when you're pompous, when you're haughty, when you're gaivadik, you do the most ridiculous things. Bilam told the donkey, "What are you insulting me?" And Bilam, it's like screaming at your car. It doesn't make, when you're gaivadik, you do ridiculous items. Like Bilam told the donkey, "What are you insulting me?" When you tell your car, "What are you insulting me?" And then Bilam said, "If I had a sword, I'd kill you." Bilam would have killed the donkey. He would have had to walk on his feet. Like it makes no sense. When you gaivadik, you do the most ridiculous items. Then the Chafetz Chaim said, you don't think, when someone's charismatic, Jew or non-Jew, obviously a Jew should think about it because, we're all Eved Hashem, but he or she should not think they're charismatic because of themselves. They should realize it's all from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Like you said, Hashem opened the mouth of the donkey and made the donkey speak. We should realize the only reason we're able to speak, we're able to be charismatic, is through Hashem. Yes, we have to be covered Shemaim. We have to speak in honor of Hashem, but we shouldn't think that we're charismatic on our own. Then the Chafetz Chaim Zatzal, I believe, Yisrael Salanta Zatzal said, if Balak knew that Bilam had kochas, you figure Balak say, Bilam, give me a bracha that I should overcome. I should overcome the Jewish people. It shouldn't be. Balak should get a bracha, not curse the Jewish people. Get a bracha that he should survive. Zakta Chafetz Chaim Zatzal, we saw Salant. I believe this is a message to teach you that when someone's an anti-Semite, when someone's a Sona Yisrael, they don't care if they're going to go down. But as long as the Jewish people, as long as Bnei Yisrael, as long as the Yidden are going to go down with them, that's all that makes them happy. And if you notice, Balak said to Bilam, bless those who bless and curse those who curse. And Bilam said, Loi beit avam bi Yaakov lo wa amal bi Yisrael. Why don't we say, why do we have to say, you know, they were constantly separating them. One was Yaakov, another Yisrael. Balak said, those who bless, bless, but those who curse, curse them. We're talking about the Bnei Yisrael. Because Balak and I guess Bilam were trying to uproot that the Bnei Yisrael were united. If they can uproot that united, that Bnei Yisrael is united, that they're not, then the curse of Bilam will go through. Then, unfortunately, they can harm Klai Yisrael. But Baruch Hashem, it wasn't successful. Then we know it says, Bilam said, Loi beit avam bi Yaakov, v'lo wa'a amal bi Yisrael. Zok tehelega or chayim ha-kodesh. Lo wa'a amal bi Yisrael, I mean, we know Yisrael means a tzadik or tzadekis. Amal means toiling or laboring. No tzadik or tzadekis finds it that it's laboring or it's toiling on, it's hard on tzaddik to serve Hashem. It's not tzaddik or tzaddik is not finding a labor or toiling. They find it a pleasure to serve Hashem. The walag just said dimshot. Amal means amanasa kabel pras. Look the walag that a tzaddik or tzaddik serves Hashem not to receive reward, but they do to serve Hashem. Then what Chaim San says is that then the pasuk loy beit avan b'Yaakov lo wa'amal b'Yisrael says Hashem elokavi mo. Zuck what Chaim San when you don't look down on a Jew, when you don't say, oh, that guy did aveiros, that person, that woman did aveiros, that he or she did aveiros. When you don't look on the aveiros of a fellow Jew, when you don't look on the sins of a fellow Jew, Hashem elokavi mo, then Hashem's with you. When you don't judge a fellow Jew, Hashem elokavi mo, Hashem's with you. The Kutzker Rebbe just said, after Hashem Likai Mo, he says, Chuas Melech Bo. Chuas means friendship. Zuck the Kutzker Rebbe. You know how you get the friendship of the Melech of Hashem? Bo, it's on you. It's on your part to get Hashem's friendship. You can do it, but you have to work on yourself, you know, to get it done. Hava Shlomo Sinneman, who teaches Yeshiva Tovadas in Brooklyn, also has a shul in Flatbush. Well, Shlomo Sinneman asked the question, you know, every morning we say, Matu V'Alech Yaakov Mishkan Secha Yisrael. That's what Bilam said. And we started off in the beginning of davening. Why do we start it off in the beginning of davening? And why are you taking from, and this is what Bilam said. Zaka was Shlomo Sinneman. Because Bilam tried cursing Bnei Yisrael. But Hashem changed all the curses into brachas. He changed the curses of Bilam into brachas. So that's why we start off davening like Shlomo Sinneman. Because when we come to realize that this is a bracha, because Hashem changed it into bracha, but it really was a klala from Bilam, but Hashem changed it into bracha, how much more powerful are Jews davening? How much more powerful we should realize our davening is? If Hashem changed Bilam's klalas into brachas, then therefore we should realize our davening, a Jewish person's davening, is even more powerful. And it's on a bracha in the beginning. And Hashem will only change it into greater brachas. I'd like to wish everyone a beautiful Shabbos, and I hope everything is going well, everyone. I'm going to just leave you some halachas. Again, ask your local Orthodox rabbi. The Chafetz Chaim writes, during the 3 weeks, 9 days you have to ask a Shabbos, but during the three weeks, not the 9 days, but 3 weeks, you can buy clothing that do not require Shechianu. Like you can buy undershirts, socks, and even a regular shirt, regular pants. You know, you can buy clothing that do not require Shechianu. Then the Chafetz Chaim also says that, you know, on this Sunday, Shivat HaBetamuz. On Shivat HaBetamuz, a mincha, we say Shalom Rav. But you say Shim Shalom. You say Shim Shalom in your davening. But let's say you made a mistake and you said Shalom Rav. Do not go back. You mekayim your Shmoneh Esrei, even if you said Shalom Rav. And even someone who's not fasting still says Shim, even someone who's not fasting, still says Sim Shalom. Even if you're not fasting, you still say Sim Shalom. Rav Heshi Kahan, who's a posek, he's connected with Rav Zucker's yeshiva in Brooklyn. Rav Heshi Kahan says, on Shabbos, you can sit on top of a car. Not a problem to sit on a car on Shabbos. And Rav Heshi Kahan writes, a hammock, if it's tied around the tree, you cannot go into the hammock on Shabbos Kodesh. And you cannot go into the hammock then if it's tied around the tree. But if it's tied around the nail and then that nail is put into the tree, then you can go into the hammock on Shabbos because it's not tied around the tree. But again, we're talking about where you put the nail and everything was done before Shabbos, of course. The whole hammock was set up before Shabbos. Have a Gevaldik Shabbos. I hope everything is going well. I'll just leave you off with a beautiful story. Have a Simcha Bunim Cohen from Lakewood. Quoted what Moshe Feinstein's Zatzal, And Moshe finds his Asar was walking slowly from his bedroom to his living room. How a Simcha Bunim Kohen asked Moshe Feinstein's Asar, why are you walking slow? Zakwa Moshe Feinstein said, because I'm carrying the tzovus of Kleisol. I'm carrying the tzovus, the Yisuin of Kleisol, it's weighing me down. And I think we should take that story from when Moshe finds us out and play into our own lives. We should try to feel the pain of fellow Yidden when they're going through tzavos. Try to feel the pain and daven for them, give tzedakah for them, and just be there for them. Have a gevaldik Shabbos, and may we not fast Shivasa B'Tammuz, but may we, Emirat Hashem, dance with Mashiach. I just want to make sure that I didn't forget any words. I don't think I did. Have a gevaldik Shabbos. Bye-bye.